Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us today. If you have a Bible question or some troublesome life issue you'd like to discuss, we'd love to hear about it right now and take you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution in the person of Jesus Christ and walking in His life every day. The lines are open for you right now at 844-322-2742, and that, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, this is Basic Gospel. This is where the good news of Jesus Christ intersects with your day-to-day life, and we want to talk today about how that is. And if you have questions about how the gospel intersects with your life, how it's relevant to your day-to-day experience, how it's relevant to every area of your existence, now's a great time to call the program. That number, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. I'm Bob Christopher. Let's have a conversation about this good news of Jesus Christ and how you can really participate in this good news day in and day out. Well, the good news of Jesus Christ is simply this, that Christ died for your sins in accordance with Scripture, that Christ was buried, and then on the third day, He was raised back to life in accordance with Scriptures. That's an event that happened, a single event. We divide it up into the death, burial, and resurrection, and it lasted over a three-day period, but we're going to combine those into one single event, the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That is the good news. That's something that happened 2,000 years ago, and that news has been being announced for 2,000 years. And when people hear it and they realize, wait a minute, Jesus Christ died for my sins. Jesus Christ was raised so that I could have eternal life, then that gospel becomes their story. They die with Christ, they're buried with Christ, they're raised to walk in the newness of life. It's hope beyond measure. It's life in abundance and full. That's what this good news is all about. It's a release from sin and guilt, from the punishment of sin. It is all of these things and so much more. It is Christ Himself in you, your hope of glory. This is the gospel, and that is such good news. Now, we have to realize this gospel message isn't well received in the world today. And Peter talks about that in his first letter. And his first letter is all about suffering and all about the trials that we will experience as Christians, as believers in Christ Jesus. And one of the reasons we're going to experience trials and tribulations as believers, because the world rejects the message concerning Christ. In chapter 2 of Peter's first letter, we read this, "As you come to Him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." So we see right here, as you come to Him, a living stone. So who is Jesus? He is the living stone, the cornerstone. What do we become through faith in Him? We become living stones as well. At one time, we were dead stones. And now, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we become living stones, and we are the building blocks, the material for this temple that God is building, this spiritual house. We are the spiritual house of God. But He says that this living stone was rejected by men. So the world has rejected the good news about Jesus at large. There is all kinds of skepticism out there in the world about Christianity, about Jesus Himself. There are people that question His existence. There are people that question His teaching. There are people who question if He actually died on a cross or if He was raised from the dead. So we see out there in this world a rejection of Jesus Christ. Now, what does that do to us as believers. Sometimes it puts us on edge. Sometimes it forces us to think, well, maybe have we gotten this right? Maybe we should kind of change the message a little bit. Maybe we should, soften it. Maybe we should make it more palatable to the world out there so that they can see Christianity as something good and positive for them. Well, that's something that we cannot compromise as believers in Christ. We cannot compromise the truth that Jesus came into this world. He was God. He existed before anything else existed. But at a point in time, he became flesh and blood and dwelt among us. And this body that he occupied, he offered once for all to take away the sins of the world. That body was buried. That body came out of the grave alive. That is the good news. So let's never compromise it. Let's never try to make it more palatable or make it to fit into the world. We already know the world rejects Jesus. That's just the way it's going to be as long as the prince of the power of the air is kind of ruling this world, so to speak. But we have the very power of Christ, the power of the gospel on our sides. Let's proclaim it with boldness, with clarity, and let God do the work of bringing souls lost and dead in sin, dead stones. Let's let God do the work of making them alive together with Christ. Let's tell the world that Jesus died, was buried, and was raised back to life. That's good news, and that good news is your good news story the moment that you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Well, this is Basic Gospel. So glad you have joined us on today's edition. The number to call, 844-322-2742. We certainly have some callers on the line right now, but plenty of room for you. So if you would like to call and ask a question about a scripture reference or talk about something that's going on in your life, right now is the time to do it, 844-322-2742. We have a great resource that we want to put in your hands. Back in October, Andrew and I, we joined forces. Andrew Farley and I joined forces to deliver a conference that we entitled United. And it was in reference to the merging together of our two ministries that's going to happen at the beginning of next year. But it's also talking about all the ways this gospel message has united us to Christ. We are united with him in his death, and likewise, we're going to be united with him in his resurrection, which means that we're going to receive resurrected bodies just like the one that Jesus has. That's the good news of the gospel. So we are united in him, both in spirit and in everything that he accomplished through his death, burial, and resurrection. It is a conference that brought a lot of aha moments to people who were there, and we know it can be a great encouragement to you in your Christian life as well. So we want to put this resource in your hands. It's available as a digital download, and it's available as our way of saying thank you for your gift to Basic Gospel this month. And we certainly need your help to continue this good news. Not only to continue it through the end of this year, but there's going to be many opportunities that come our way as a result of this merger that's going to happen on January 1. So let's set the stage to be able to take advantage of those opportunities. And you can donate right now by going to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Click the donate button, and we ask you, I ask you to be as generous as you possibly can be to help get this message out. This world out there is in utter confusion. It is a mess, folks, and there's only one message that can bring clarity to a person's mind and peace to a person's heart, and that is the good news concerning Jesus Christ. So Give today, give generously, so that this message can go out and touch the lives of many more people around this world, bringing clarity and conviction and peace to the soul. Again, go to basicgospel.net, click the donate button, follow all the instructions while you're there. Be sure to request your copy of United. We'll send you a link on how you can download it. I guarantee you it will be a blessing to your life. Well, let's go to our phone lines. We're going to start in Lexington, Texas, and talk with Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how you doing today?
We're doing great. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. It's just a blessing to hear you guys, and I could never get enough of the good news concerning God's testimony concerning His Son. You know, like you said, this world is, man, we live in a fallen, a broken world, and everywhere we look is bad news, is suffering, is pain. But the good news is we have a comforter, His eternal presence to walk with us every step of the way. But that's the good news, and I tell you, I can never get enough of it. But I thank God for your program. My question for you today is, when Paul wrote to the Corinthians, and he said, "Know ye not that that your body is the temple of God," and we realize that it's where Christ resides in our hearts, the Holy Spirit. And I know he's talking about false teachers, and he said, if you destroy the temple of God, God will destroy you. So my question is, when he said, if you destroy, so how could the false teachers destroy God's temple? That's what I'm listen to your answer. Thank you so much for taking my question.
Well, it's a great question, Aaron. And, you think if God is building this temple, no one is going to be able to destroy it. And Jesus even said that to his disciples, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So we have that promise, and we know that's going to be true, that God's kingdom is going to prevail, God's temple, and we are the temple, we are the dwelling place of God. We're going to prevail. I think he's just talking about how people build upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, what kind of materials they are going to use. Are you going to use the precious stones of God? Or are you going to use the wood, hay, and stubble of this world? And there's false prophets that are going to use the wood, hay, and stubble and try to build. And they're going to see that it's not going to hold up against the trials and tribulations of life. But we also see here that God is going to protect. So I think what the reading should be or can be in this, if anyone destroys or tries to destroy God's temple, God will destroy him. God's going to protect his body. God's going to protect the temple, just as he protected the Jewish people throughout their history to preserve the bloodline of Jesus Christ. I think he is going to do that to protect and care for this body of believers. He calls the church the temple of God. Hope that helps, Aaron. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it, and a great question today. Let's go out to Lubbock, Texas, and talk with Craig. Hi, Craig. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going great. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I have actually two questions. I only gave your screener one, but I've got a second follow-up. I'm reading through the book of Jude, and it's in Jude 4, it talks about certain persons have crept in unnoticed, those who were long beforehand marked out for condemnation, ungodly persons who turned the grace of God into licentiousness. Now, who is he referring to here? Because in my early life, I could have been guilty of that.
Well, I think he's really talking about false prophets and false teachers who have crept in unaware. They look nice. They seem to be authoritative in what they say. They seem to have a hint of truth in their message, and they're persuasive in delivering it. And they are hooking people with what they bring to the table, but they're doing it for their own benefit, for their own for their own personal gain, and they're ungodly people. And ungodly people have been designated for condemnation. There's only one way that they can become godly, and that's through faith in Jesus Christ. Obviously, these people have not exercised faith in Jesus Christ. They haven't believed the message concerning the Son. And so they are using aspects of the message for their own good. They're perverting the grace of God, using that for sensuality to justify their own immorality. And in so doing, they're denying our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ himself. So these are false prophets who are doing this knowingly and willingly, and a lot of people are following their lead, which is really sad.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Well, the second question I have is more in the arena of the merger of you and Andrew. Will Andrew be remaining in the Lubbock area? Is he going to be going to the Dallas area?
We are bringing him here to Dallas. Actually, we're not bringing him. He's making that choice to be here in Dallas, and I think that's going to happen sometime next May or so. But he is going to continue to have ties to the Grace Church there in Lubbock, so there's going to be a strong relationship built. But that's going to be a springboard for an even greater digital presence on Sundays through the Grace Church. And the vision is to build local care groups, local church groups all around the country that are tied to the Grace message and the Grace Church. So this has incredible growth opportunities written all over it. And if we can all kind of join together in support of this, not only with our prayers, but our financial gifts, I think we're going to see some incredible things happen in the years to come.
Well, it's great. I'm going to miss him, but it's for the greater glory. So.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, that's, you know, I'm kind of stepping down or stepping back into the background, so to speak. But it's all couched in this question: how can we reach more people with the good news of Jesus Christ? I have led this ministry for a number of years. I've been involved in ministry for 40 years, and I think it's time for somebody like Andrew to be lifted, you know, for us to hold his arms up and to say, let's see what God does in expanding this ministry to places far and wide around this planet. So I think we're just on the verge of some really explosive growth for this good news, connecting more and more people to the love of Jesus Christ.
Well, he's definitely the Paul of Lubbock. So,
well, that's great, Craig, and you keep praying for him, praying for us, and keep supporting the efforts in whatever way you can, and know that great encouragement and is going to keep coming to you, being directed to you to help you continue to grow in grace and in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, it's been a wonderful ministry, and it's done nothing but help me. So thank you guys so much.
Well, thank you, Craig. Thanks for your call today. Thanks for your question, my friend.
All right, no problem.
All right, so long. Well, let's go back to Lubbock and talk to Ted. Hi, Ted.
Hey, Bob. How are you today?
Well, doing fantastic. What's on your mind?
Great. Listen, I just wanted to thank you, and I wanted to thank Basic Gospel for being so faithful throughout the years. I've listened to you guys through the years, through the decades, and it's just a blessing, and we're kind of spoiled, you know, knowing that we have such easy access to you guys now, especially the last few years, you know, several years on the internet. So just wanted to, first part of my call, I just wanted to say thank you guys for that.
Well, Ted, thank you so much for picking up the phone and expressing that. That means the world to us. We sure appreciate it. And, you know, I think about the ministry, and you say, what are we here for? Why do we exist? Well, certainly we exist to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, but we also exist for people like you, for believers all over, to help encourage and to be encouraged, to together grow in the grace of God and to grow in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Ted, thank you for being a part of it, and glad that you've allowed us to be a part of your life.
Yes, amen to that. And thank you. And I just, the other part, the real question I had was, and not really a question, is just kind of a reminder that we all know, and some of us think, you know, we can't do a lot, or some of us think, well, we can't give a lot or can't give much of anything, or there's not anything we can do. Well, the one thing that any single member of the body of Christ can do, man, woman, boy, or girl, is pray for the other members of the body of Christ. And that's just really hit home with me the last couple of years, you know, that God can do amazing things when we ask. You know, I know there's a verse that, you know, something like, you know, you have not because you ask not.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, God just, I know the Lord just wants to hear from us, you know, just like having a conversation. He loves us. He wants us to pray for the other members of the body of Christ and for the world, of course, too. But if we could just pray for, you know, we've got brothers and sisters in other parts of the world, you know, Australia and Austria and Germany and places like that. Some of these countries have a lot of believers in them that, you know, we don't happen to think about sometimes, and they're going through some hard times right now with the kind of governmental situation. So I just want to stress that, you know, when we don't think we can do anything, we can pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ, and even some brothers and sisters in some of the Muslim countries that are under persecution there. It's troubling times, but we can pray.
Absolutely, Ted, and I am so glad that you bring this up. Like you said, sometimes we feel like, you know, who am I? What can I contribute? What can I do? Well, here's the good news. You've been added to the body of Christ. You're a member of the body of Christ, and we as members need one another. So we're constantly going to be encouraging each other, lifting each other up, comforting each other. So that's part of our work as a member of the body of Christ. And we're also gifted. God has gifted us. God's Spirit has given us gifts to be used for the benefit of others. So I think if we just kind of be ourselves and do the things that God leads us to do, the contributions, I mean, we may never know how impactful those are, but God does. And so let's just rejoice. And like you said, Ted, let's pray for one another. Let's pray for the body of Christ. That's an incredible privilege that we all have as believers, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And thank you all very much. God bless you.
Well, thank you, Ted. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it. Sorry to Ron and Jacob that our time is out today. I encourage you to call back early in the program tomorrow so that we can get to your calls. Both are just fantastic questions. So we'll look forward to answering those on tomorrow's edition of Basic Gospel. As I mentioned, Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We need your support, not only now, but to help us continue this good news for many, many years to come through all of these platforms that God has put together, through radio, through internet, through lots and lots of different things. Let's set the stage for growth to happen in the new year. Let's give generously as this year comes to a close, so that we can see great things continue to happen in 2022. Well, again, thank you for being with us today. My name is Bob Christopher. So long for today. We'll see you tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel.